winter? I don't know if I should go with XX Pro or Valencia. I want a LaTan. What should my caption be? I want it to be clever. How about living with my bitches, hashtag live. I only got 10 likes in the last 5 minutes. Do you think I should take it down? Let me take another selfie.
Greetings, dear listeners. This next episode hits really close to home because I have become obsessed with what is happening to us, our brains, our love lives, our futures, when all we can do is stare at a tiny, bright screen. I want to say just one thing about those little iPhones. Do yourselves a favor and put them down. Go out to dinner and put them away. Sit on the subway and look into people's eyes. When you're walking around a city, put it in your pocket and navigate the world using only your senses and your brain.
Okay, first and foremost, let's have a discussion about, you know, the social STD we call social media. Social media has become a stain on the human condition. Social media is responsible now for reversing who we are as human beings. You know, a little less 25 years ago, people loved people and used objects, right? Because that's what objects are for. And now, in the day of iPhone, me, people use people and not objects. It's completely fucked. You've got a planet massively, massively overpopulated, becoming more and more overpopulated every day with the most daft people running around. So it's a planet. It's a planet full of stupidity with people running around using smartphone technology. That does not equate. I'm really not down with kind of like the corrupted early sexual awakening that's happening to a lot of the millennials because of, I guess, technology. You know, back when I was growing up, you'd be lucky enough to like find a Mayfair or something like that in, you know, one of your mates' garages or something like that, or a Playboy magazine, and you know.
I found a penthouse once. You know, it was the most exciting thing.
Right? It's like, you know, you tear a page out and that page would be circulated between you and your mates for like the next month. Like the last time you ever saw that page again, it'd be so sticky you wouldn't want to touch it, right? But it's not that way anymore. Now you got 10-year-old kids who had the push of a mouse click and they can look at hardcore bondage porn. There's something that's happened, and that in turn, this early sexualization, like this overexposure, man, it's like it's affecting us. There's so much fucking and not enough loving, and I mean, granted, I've had so many of my friends say, hey, that's been going on since the beginning of time, but like if you look at this time right now, it's becoming ridiculous.
When you are having sex with a girl, do you never close your eyes and imagine a porn scene that you had seen earlier?
Nah.
Good for you.
No. Well, that's because I'm pretty much like I'm an open-minded nasty bastard anyway. I like to say like I prefer freaky vanilla sex, you know what I mean? Right. I draw the line at like,
can you tell me what that means?
Okay. Lots of shit talking.
Give me an example. I'm your girl. What are we talking about? Does it sound like a Jodeci song?
No, I'm a nasty bastard.
I want an example.
You like, naughty cunt, yeah.
You know.
You naughty cunt.
You bad,
you nasty
cunt.
Little girl, you. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
That's.
I'll take it.
All right. All right. Yeah. Spread out. Yeah, all of that stuff.
Spread out?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Spread out. Like, you know, spread it.
Spread your pussy?
Spread out. Like,
spread your
make
legs.
Room.
Make
yeah.
Room.
Spread out.
Black dick coming through.
The more uninhibited they are, like, I kind of reprimand them, you know, look so disrespectful. Go. You're so nasty. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
They love it.
They love it. I love it.
Have you ever had a girl that's like, stop, ew, that's disrespectful to me and my femininity?
No. So, I'm into that. I'm also a switch. So,
you're a power bottom?
A switch in the world of BDSM means I can go from sub to dom really easily. I prefer to be a dom, but I can sub really easily. So, and besides that, I don't know. I'm into rope play. I'm into like.
Rope play like what?
No, rope play.
A rope play.
Yeah.
You are a knotsman.
Big time.
You'd be a great sailor.
I guess. I guess. I don't know much about the seas, but yeah, I could give it a try.
Can you make a figure eight on my starboard side?
Oh my goodness. This guy, how do you deal with this? You're awesome. So, yeah, so I'm Freaky Vanilla. I like a little bit of pain, but not so much. And I draw the line. I literally draw the line at pee and poo. We can't have that.
Oh, that's a good place to draw the line.
Yeah, we can't have any of that. We can't have any of that.
What if it's up by accident? You're not going to kick a girl out of your bed for a mistake on your big black dick when you stick it in her naughty little bum hole.
Well, the first and like the only time I ever got freaked out by like too much fluid coming out, it was a squirting accident. And I didn't know what it was until I became savvy about
it. And you were like, ew, bitch.
I freaked the fuck out. I really almost puked. I completely didn't understand.
What did it smell like?
Actually, Andrina didn't have... It didn't really smell like anything. It didn't smell like anything.
Andrina?
Yeah, she was a fruitarian, so she's probably had like one of... Andrina, yeah, she's probably had one of the best smelling goozes I've ever encountered.
Sorry, what? She only eats fruit?
Yeah, fruitarian, strict fruitarian.
That's an actual word?
Oh, yeah, it's like an actual lifestyle.
How does she... Does she take supplements?
Not really.
Is it just semen as her protein source?
Supplemental, yeah, I guess.
I assume it's not just your semen either.
Oh,
stop it. Fruitarian.
Yeah. Bad fruitarian.
I heard those fruitarians are real whores.
I mean, yeah. The artier they are, huh? Let me stop. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I'm into. Lots of shit talking, lots of eye contact. I'm a hell of a lot stronger than I look, so I like a lot of physicality.
Honestly, you look pretty strong. Really.
And I'm also really, really into body worship.
What's that mean?
It's body worship is... when I tell people this, they're like, what the hell is that? It's a little-known fetish. It involves bending the object of your desire into positions that kind of show off different aspects of... For me, I'm an ass man, so different aspects of their body, and you just worship them.
So you bend her over something licking, so her pussy sticks out and her ass sticks up, yeah. And you just worship her ass. You stick
kind
her
of
whole
rub
face
it down,
in her asshole.
Yeah, worship it, you know.
Motorboat her asshole.
All types of things,
nice.
Yeah.
No. I like your style.
That's a good worshipping style.
How does your lip ring ever hurt the girls, or?
No.
How about your any of your nose rings?
No.
Nope.
No.
Never when you're like motorboat and it doesn't like chafe their asshole with all those piercings you have
no.
in your face?
She's really humorous. Where's this going to be heard?
So let's go back to social media.
Right.
You are absolutely frightened. And when you go to the restaurants and you see two kids on an iPad, two parents on cell phones.
It's disgusting.
It makes me want to shoot myself in the fucking face.
Yeah.
So what do you think we do? How do we dilute this I movement into a we culture?
You can't.
Oh.
You cannot dilute regression. You see, when it's come time for a species that hasn't reached the righteous point of evolution, that's mandatory for its survival, you will start to see points of the regression line. Like once a species is on that slope to extinction,
It's
really not much you can do, and that's exactly what the fuck's happening to
Social
us.
Social media is going to make us into dodos.
Dude, we've regressed so much as far as like the human condition and what we are as human spiritual beings, cognizant spiritual beings, we've regressed. We are no longer evolving. It's making us bloody retarded. It's dumbed us down a lot. It's made us completely insensitive. It's not waking us up in any way, shape, or form. It's fucking terrible. It's terrible. Like, I don't...
So, what, do you not have any of the social media?
I have a Facebook that I barely ever touch.
Okay.
I think it's a joke.
Okay.
I think it's an absolute joke. Facebook is just... It's an excuse to bring out whatever latent psychoses or that a person may have. It'll bring it right the fuck out. It'll turn the most normal person into the craziest stalker. The most normal person into, like, the craziest kind of voyeur. That's what it does. It Facebook and social media turns us into stalking creepies, man. Like, it fucks us up, you know? I can't tell you how many times I've been in relationships or been involved with someone, and then it's like, we break up. And no matter how much I want to forget that girl, you can't help but the fucking creep on her, right? Because maybe the sex was good. Maybe you guys had insane conversations in which you discussed literally the origins of everything. Whatever reason... You find yourself searching for that name and you find yourself going through the pictures, and that's when the neurochemical dump happens, you know? Like, you see the pictures. Oh, is this the new guy she's with? I didn't know she was into that type, you know? It's terrible. And another thing, too, I'm a firm believer in what we are, what we feel as feelings. A lot of it's just a neurochemical con job. You know, you're not allowed to let go and to grow. Also, because of social media, you'll have people that you know are just not healthy for you. They're not healthy for you. They don't provide any boon to your life. They don't help you grow in any fucking way, right? Yet they're still able to maintain this tenacious tick-like holds on your existence via social media. 340 friends, right? How many of them can you really call friends? You know,
probably three.
Yep.
Like you fall in love, right?
Yep.
What's the stimulus like? So first comes the proximity infatuation.
Yep.
Right after that follows the lust, and if you're lucky, maybe you're able to convince yourself of the live love. Now, this is what happens when you're with someone you love. Like you see them, you get excited. Your brain fires off synapses, and there's a neurochemical flood of feel-good chemicals associated with the stimulus in that person. That's what love is, right? That's what love is. So what happens when you fall out of love? You get to know different parts of this person's personality. Basically, more of them opens up and you get to decide what you like and what you don't like. But that dividing line, that crossing over in the line, comes when this person becomes a stimulus for your brain to now produce neurochemicals associated with fight or flight. If you think about five people in your life, you can actually say you actually really fucking hate. Chances are at one point in your life you love them. But then again, no one thinks about these things anymore. It's much rather be on my phone walking into the middle of the road with cars coming. You know, it's bloody ridiculous. Like, no more passion. No one reads books. I'm a writer. My dream is to be published. My dream is to be published by Barbarian Books. And my dream is to have some random bloke of a kid in some far off bloody bad neighborhood, some ghetto, pick up my book in some sort of weird situation in the library, and I wanted to fuck his world up and change it. You know, and let him know that he's not the weirdo because he has a brain. He's not weird because he's reading. Like, let him know, or she knows, that she matters and she actually has a huge hand in the way that this fucking planet turns out. And it's not happening, man. Like, no one reads anymore. There's just so many things wrong with us. And it's not going to get better. To the point where, look, everyone's like, whoa, we're probably going to have Trump. Like, that's ridiculous. That's nightmarish. Trump running for president?
So where are you from?
Originally, I'm Panamanian born. My mom is part of the tribe, the Kimbaya. They're the native tribes of the Panamanian basin, like Amazon. She's Kimbaya in blood. And my father is more than like half Mescalero Tende Apache. He grew up on a White Mountain reservation in Scottsdale, Arizona. He joined the military. He joined the Air Force. And he got stationed down in Panama. Knocked my mom up when she was like 16. My mom was this crazy Santeria into brujeria and all of that stuff.
She's a witch?
My mom was until she became a born-again Christian.
Oh, God.
And that's kind of what
come on.
Yeah, it caused a big schism in between my parents' marriage. So I was actually given the choice on who I wanted to stay with. At this point, my parents were talking about a separation. And my dad had been climbing the ladder in the military for a long time. He had been doing intelligence work with the RAF, Royal Air Force. Whenever he would go over there, I would go over there, and I loved it. So
he gave you the cute accent.
I guess.
You're so lucky. What do you mean you guess?
I really want to sound like, yo, what's good, dog? I
no,
think that
you
sounds
don't.
So. Do you understand how many of my
do you
girlfriends
know how stupid
growing up?
You'd look with a Wiccan necklace and multicolored dreads and so many face piercings and a skull earring and an ear cuff with a fucking like ghetto accent.
But it sounds so tough, though.
You'd look so stupid.
Nah.
You wouldn't be. This is so authentic. It's so you. This is perfect.
Come on, man. Like this. You know how many of
you're
my girlfriends
wearing,
I've got
like,
stolen?
You're wearing like shells around your wrist. You can't
yeah,
be
got,
a bro.
I got this. I got this on my trip to Thailand.
Exactly why you're not a fucking thugged out dude. Well, how many thugged out dudes are like, yo, tell me about Phuket. I fuck mad bitches over there, yo.
Yeah. Phuket's nuts, man. Phuket's
never
fucking
happens.
Crazy. That's true, but then again, like these guys come over to UK and the girls they soak their knickers. They soak their knickers.
Right.
I've gotten too many girlfriends stolen. It's completely the opposite back where I come from because, like you know, a really badass American accent is like, that's the ticket.
Well then, but you must be cleaning house here.
No.
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 God.
No. No,
what
I don't.
You're wasting your life.
You know what it is. It's like, my brain. Runs
you're
too much.
Smart.
It's not. I don't like
no,
to say that
no,
because
no, it
sounds.
Is, it is. It's true. It's
it
true.
Sounds
you're too
pompous
smart.
And arrogant.
You're too smart and you're too spiritual and you're too. Your heart's too authentically connected to your mind.
So that's what they tell me. They're like, oh, you know, you're too fucking intense, and I'm just like too intense. Like that's why the fuck you were made to live your life and to be intense to question it. I'm a firm. Okay, I'm a firm believer in a lot of things, but I'm a firm believer that human beings don't deserve a fucking thing. I hate
to
hear people say. Why did this happen to me? I don't deserve it. Or I deserve this. You don't deserve fucking shit. It was a blessing that whatever creative power that be decided to manifest your fourth dimension spirit consciousness, put it in a third dimensional body so you could experience this. You don't deserve a fucking thing as a human. You're put on this planet to prove your humanity. To prove you deserve your humanity, and that's the only thing we do deserve, you know? So I tell this to these girls all the fucking time, and it's just...
And they're like, can you just put your dick in my mouth?
At first, you know, if it even gets that far as deep conversation, the majority of the time it's just like, hey, let's go to the pub. They get one or two drinks in them, and then the conversation turns to sex, and then it's like, I've never fucked a Brit before.
What a curse. A man with a conscience. Fuck.
Fucking sucks. And this is why I hate social media. It's nuts. Like... It's nuts. I've got so many of my girlfriends, meaning female friends, who are doing something dodgy when it comes to earning money, like in the sex trade. It's like normal these days. You know what I mean? It's normal to the point where it's bloody mad and it's fucking scary. You know, it's scary. And then the other half are all on these crazy dating sites, meeting all sorts of like insane individuals, you know, and God knows, spreading whatever they may catch. It's absolutely crazy.
So you don't Tinder?
I don't need to. Look, I'm just wondering about today and I've met you. Whatever fucking happened to people meeting people organically, finding connections organically, like vibrating organically, you know? I'm a firm believer in just like soaking life
well,
up.
If it makes me feel better, I would swipe right on you.
God, you are so naughty. She is so bad. How do you...
And, she doesn't deal well, to be honest.
And quite tempting. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Leave you two alone.
You're right. Get to a room.
No, I think this is good. I think you've been great, and I won't take any more time. I wish you so much luck. You're fucked.
What do you do?
Are you in school?
No.
Are you older than I?
If I told you my age, you wouldn't believe it.
27.
It's all the baby souls, 1981.
Really? You're older than I am? Damn.
I eat right. I work out ridiculous. Yeah.
Witch blood. Do you have any life advice you want to give to my listeners?
Vibrate higher and try to love. As impossible as you find it to do sometimes, or like just fucking try to love. And it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt because there's no way that love isn't supposed to, but you gotta try and love. Just try and love, man. That's all.
I wanna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
You can catch me on my Twitter feed at Genuinely False. I do live Periscope interviews from there as well. You can also follow me on Snapchat. My name is at DJ Killin' It, no G. You can find me on Instagram, Dr. Z Nightingale. You can catch up on all of my radio episodes on my website, www.zoenightingale.com. And as always, I wish you the most beautiful, sunny, cool, gorgeous, glorious summer day.
No, no. I'm gonna make a change. It's gonna feel real good. Some more.